Okay, this is Peter Sundstrom from Ultimate Marketing Strategies, and with me today I've got Andy Fletcher, who a lot of you will know was the creator of the very successful WP Syndicator, and has just released a product called Digi Launchpad. So welcome, Andy.
Hi, Peter. Great to be here today.
Just firstly, with WP Syndicator, can you just give us a quick update on where that is and how successful that's been?
It's funny you should ask that, because sales-wise, like product development-wise, really successful. Everyone loves it. I'm laughing because at exactly the same time I launched this new product, Digi Launchpad, my support girl, who was absolutely fantastic, got taken really ill. So I've been juggling doing support for both a new product and one, like a really successful existing one. And I'm not going to lie to you, I am currently behind on the WP Syndicator stuff while I get somebody else in place. So it is going really well. Everyone loves it. But I'm getting a little bit of hate mail just because I'm a little bit behind on that.
So are you going to be adding a few more people to development and support staff, eh?
Yeah, definitely. There's. I've already hired someone, and basically, I'm staying up late doing support while I train her up, and then everything will be cleared down again.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Well, it's probably good to be too successful rather than not. Okay, so with Digi Launchpad, where did you first get the idea for it, and how long have you actually been developing it for?
The ideas behind it, stuff I've been developing over the last couple of years, I'm working on sort of bigger and bigger launches as I go, and I just realized that a lot of people were asking me sort of like about the technology that I use to run these things, and I did a few custom installs helping people get stuff set up, and I realized that there was quite a demand for something that kind of took the technical pain away from setting up a product launch, and Kajabi like well and truly beat me on that one in terms of like everything that they provide. But it kind of, you know, not everyone has $300 a month to drop on a system like that. I wanted to create something, you know, it's a one-time fee, you run it yourself, you know, it has all of that launch functionality, it does everything you need, but doesn't come with that like whacking great price tag attached.
Yeah, so, what would you say is if you were to summarize Digi Launchpad in a couple of sentences? And I know that's probably quite hard because, you know, products like Kajabi, a lot of people have had quite a bit of difficulty describing exactly what it does. So just to summarize what Digi Launchpad is, do you reckon you could do that in a couple of sentences?
I'll try my best, but I'm a waffly fool at the best of times. So basically, Digi Launchpad will take the technical hassle away from doing a product launch. It takes the technical hassle away from setting up squeeze pages. For example, to create a squeeze page, you can use the WYSIWYG editor in WordPress to create all the content for it. And you drop in a couple of details that your autoresponder company gives you, and then everything else is set up. The opt-in form, you can copy and paste the string off YouTube, and the YouTube video just appears. So you just copy and paste the URL where it's found, and we take care of embedding it. There's social media functionality for sharing it, which, again, you just you check a box, and if you want to customize where it appears, you put one tag on the page, and that's all just taken care of for you. So it's the goal is to make it as technically painless as possible.
Well, that's a bit more than a couple of sentences, but that's probably a pretty good
I was going to say, sorry to your listeners, but that's the best a waffly fool like me can do.
No, that's fine. Well, we've already mentioned Kajabi, which is probably the most well-known product out there at the moment. There's some other ones like Digital Access Pass and JV Press. I mean, obviously, apart from price, what areas of Digi Launchpad do you think makes it stand out from some of the other products?
Feature-wise, they're all pretty equivalent, to be honest. I'm not going to claim that we have some like amazing rocket science feature that the others don't. Optimized Press, JV Press, I think there's another one kicking about whose name escapes me. They're all pretty much the same thing. What I would say Digi Launchpad gives you, which the others don't, is two things. One is the support, is that like I put apart from like sort of a week-long glitch, so the WP Syndicator thing, you know, I put a lot of the money I make into making sure there's a support infrastructure there, and certainly for the first month or two for any product, I answer every single support ticket personally. Like, so you know, if that email comes through, you get an answer from me, and I make sure everything works for everyone, because then I find out what's really wrong with the product, and being the developer of it myself, I can then fix that. So I'm not just, because like I've had, you know, the same question asked by a dozen people, I don't just, you know, answer it and then dismiss it. I answer it and then I fix it in the product. DigiLaunchpad, for example, we've been selling for 3 weeks now, and we've already done 4 updates, and that everything that went out in those updates, you know, they're not rubbish bug fixes, you know, things that should have worked right to start with. What one small thing was, but everything else we've put out, there's an absolute ton of features, and they're all based on people that sent me emails saying, how do I do this? And I've gone, oh, I never thought of that, and I've made that work.
So going forward, obviously there's a lot of development work going on with DigiLaunchpad. Are there any broad areas that you have sort of scheduled in for development in the future?
The biggest one coming for next week is adding the ability to do perpetual launches. So when somebody comes to the site, instead of being taken through a timed launch where, you know, 1 week before launch this happens, then, you know, 3 days before it this happens, you can have a personalized launch for every single person that comes through to your site. This means you can, this is really popular with JVs at the moment, you know, some of the bigger players, you know, that they want to send their subscribers. They don't just want to send them to an individual thing. They want to send it through them through some kind of experience, which just increases the likelihood that they're going to buy. And now, by doing a perpetual launch, this means you don't have to juggle, like, you know, 6 different people that have all got to mail at exactly the same time to make this work. But with them all mailing separately, every single person can go through this system, this launch process, in their own time, based on when they show up at the site.
So with some of the other competing products, they have things like payment processing and membership functions. Are there any plans to integrate those into DigiLaunchpad, or will you make recommendations on some of the third-party plugins that you can use with DigiLaunchpad?
Oh, yes, certainly. First of all, we're definitely not doing membership functionality ourselves. That was a design decision we took up front. This is purely about managing the launch process, creating the pages they go through, making, you know, squeeze pages as simple as possible to set up. But obviously, like, one of the things we knew everyone was going to want to do, like, the back end of a lot of this would be a membership site. We're compatible with, to the best of my knowledge, just about every single membership plugin out there. I've had emails from lots of people, various, like, how do I get this to work with this things, and where I've logged into their blogs, and I think I've seen examples of all the big ones now, like MemberWing X, Wishlist Member. All of those ones seem to be, they work just fine, the plug and play, and you run your membership site with the plugin, and you run your launch process with us, and it all just sits together happily.
So would there be any particular one that you'd recommend, or it's just up to the individual as to which one they prefer?
I can make a recommendation off the one I've seen most, but I honestly don't know if that's the best. But Wishlist Member seems to be the one that everyone's using at the moment. Sorry, that's not much of a dodge to your question, but no, I think that's the best I've got.
That's fine. Okay, and now people that have had a look at DigiLaunchpad might have noticed that it's running on an affiliate network called DigiResults. So if you can just give us a little bit of a brief overview of DigiResults.
Certainly. Okay, so the point of DigiResults is to pay affiliates their commissions instantly, which is, this isn't a new concept. The new concept that DigiResults brings to the table is the way it does that. All the scripts up to now that pay instant commissions, they do it by what's called rotating commission. So that means if the commission is 50%, that means the vendor gets the first sale, then the affiliate gets the second, and then it alternates between them like that. So it roughly balances out to be 50%. With DigiResults, we have it set up so you've got an instant payment into your PayPal account, but done for the right percentage of every sale. So with the rotating commission way of doing it, that means that the payments that go to the affiliate, those affiliates often get lots of support queries because ultimately that's who they paid. So they think that's who the vendor is. And obviously the affiliates don't want to deal with that. But with DigiResults, the customer only ever sees the vendor as the vendor. It also means that, like, another problem with those rotating commissions is when the affiliate gets the commission and then the customer requests a refund, the vendor, even, you know, we're not talking about, you know, fraud or anything here, but just when this happens, the vendor has to get in touch with the affiliate, has to get them to issue it, and that can create, like, even in a good scenario, a lag of a day or so, which, yeah, that's just another annoyed customer. But with DigiResults, there's a refund button right there on the interface. You click the button, all the money comes back from the affiliates, and it goes straight back to the customer as a refund from the vendor.
Well, certainly as an affiliate, one thing I like about DigiResults is it's very simple, very clean, and And certainly the affiliate commissions on the DigiLaunchpad are unbeatable. I mean, it's, you know, with the DigiResults, you can set the commission level to whatever you like, whereas with places like ClickBank, you've got a maximum of 75%, so you can certainly attract a lot of people with your products with that. So, I think that's great, and looking forward to some of the future developments that you do with DigiResults. Now, Barrett, just offline, you were mentioning that you've got some other planned products coming up after DigiLaunchpad. Are you able to just give us a quick roadmap?
Yeah, certainly. Well, I can give you a roadmap of the next one. There's the details beyond that are a little bit hazy, but certainly in December we will have named DigiList Builder, but in true internet marketing style, we'll probably have a slightly more cheesy name by the time it gets to market. And the purpose of this is to it's a WordPress plugin which you install on your blog, and then it makes it really, really easy to convert a lot more of your traffic into subscribers to your mailing list. So instead of just having the typical opt-in form on the right-hand side, which you get a lot of subscribers from, yeah, we will include that, but there's kind of better ways to get people onto your mailing list without it being too, like, in your face. And then some sort of, if your goal is to really, like, drive people onto your mailing list, some slightly even more in-your-face things which, yes, interrupt the user experience, but they just create a much bigger mailing list for you. So we've got things like First Click Free, where somebody finds your blog from the search engines, they read the first article, you know, nothing happens, they click to another page, and what they see is the page behind it in a light box telling them to sign up to your mailing list before they can read the next page. Right. So you basically get a mini membership site with where the price of entry is signing up to your mailing list.
So obviously this plugin will be completely compatible with DigiLaunchpad as well, I'm guessing.
It will, but I mean, since DigiLaunchpad is all about sort of setting up product sales pages, whereas DigiList Builder will be far more focused on sort of niche blogs, authority blogs, but basically sites that do sort of like more general traffic. Because certainly when you're doing a product launch, like you're kind of where you're driving people is you want to put them on railroad tracks, like as fast as you can towards the sale, and that may start with a page that's all about getting them to sign up, but you don't really need another plugin to achieve that.
Okay.
Whereas when you're dealing with like general search traffic that's, you know, just reading your articles, you want to put them on railroad tracks towards signing up to your list, and that's what DigiList Builder is about.
Okay, well, that sounds like a great product, so I'm looking forward to seeing that one when it's released. Well, I know you're a very busy person, Andy, and you've probably got 1,000 support calls to attend to, so I'll let you go. So I do thank you for your time, and looking forward to seeing some of your new products when they come out.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Peter, and I hope your listeners get a load of value out of it. And I do encourage everyone to, you know, when you try it out, to please do, you know, use. It's always support@ and whatever the domain name is. So in this case, support@digilaunchpad.com. And the new support girl for this project starts on Monday, but I always work really closely with my support team. So if you want to send an email that comes through to me, she knows how to escalate it straight up, so you'll get an answer from me. But if she's able to help you with a technical query, for example, you'll get that answered straight away as well. And it's really important to me that everyone gets in touch with any problems they have.
Yeah, and I can personally vouch that Andy is pretty prompt in answering any support calls, and he'll certainly take notice of what you're saying. All right, well, thanks very much, Andy, and good luck with the future.
Cool. Thank you very much, Peter.